If you're a student looking to pay off tens of thousands of dollars of debt that you're in, then you could be waiting for a while, because before you land that solid job, the chances are you'll likely have to do many, many hours of work for free. A national study has found more than half of Australia's young adults have done unpaid work as part of an internship or job trial. And that's not just traditional student placements in medicine, nursing, teaching, or law. It now extends to all areas of the workforce, including finance, media, retail, and even hospitality. The study was commissioned by the Federal Department of Employment, and its lead author, Damien Oliver from the UTS Business School, joins us now. Thank you for joining me, Damien.
No worries. Good to be here.
So this study found that about 60% of people under 30 had done unpaid work experience in the last 5 years. How does that compare with the greater population?
Well, we looked at all Australians in our study, 18 to 64, and we found that overall about a third had done some form of unpaid work experience in the last 5 years. So certainly more common for young people, but by a long stretch, you know, around one in four people over 30 had also been participating in unpaid work.
And the dream, of course, with unpaid work is that it will lead to paid work. How much does unpaid work really improve your chance of getting someone to pay you for doing a job?
Well, one of the positive outcomes or results of our study is that we found that a majority of our respondents were really satisfied with their unpaid work experience, and most felt that it had improved their chances of finding a job. One in four respondents said that they had actually been offered a paid job at the organisation that had hosted their unpaid work experience. So we can say at least one in four, and then probably many more were able to secure paid employment in the end, hopefully in their chosen field as a result of the unpaid work experience.
And Damien, the study also showed that higher socioeconomic status correlated to more unpaid work done. How does this work out?
Look, there could be a couple of things going on, but certainly that was a strong finding. So we found that participants from lower socioeconomic backgrounds had lower participation rates in unpaid work experience. We also found that respondents from outside the capital cities had lower participation rates as well. So we don't know whether that's associated with the types of activities they're doing. So, for example, whether or not they're more or less likely to be studying at university or TAFE, or whether it's something more structural in terms of people from lower socioeconomic backgrounds missing out because, for example, they couldn't afford to take the time off paid work or meet some of the other costs of unpaid work experience that we covered in our study.
Another issue is that there's the idea that if, you know, a lot of companies may make a position that was previously paid unpaid because they can find people to do it. How does regulation prevent young people or people who have taken unpaid work from being exploited?
Sure. So in Australia, under the Fair Work Act, there's a, I guess, and there's a presumption that if you are doing productive work, then you should be paid for it. One of the exemptions from that is if you are doing what's called a vocational placement. And so that's something that's associated with a formal course of study, whether it's at a university or a training organisation or secondary school work experience, for example. So that forms a fairly general exemption. And there's also a separate set of exemptions around people who are participating in sort of income support or social security programs. But as you say, there's a very broad and in our survey, a very wide proportion of people who are doing unpaid work experience outside those arrangements. We found around about a third of all unpaid work experience sits outside education, training, or income support arrangements. So the key test there is what I mentioned before, whether someone's doing productive work. And then the flip side is whether someone's being given an opportunity to improve or develop their skills. So they're two of the key characteristics that we looked at in the survey.